I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk, and your favorite hour of radio is now getting all warmed up. That's right, you're intoxicated by the sound of my voice, and you know what? I would be too, so I can't blame you. I'm excited about the show today because every real estate investor needs good capital, smart capital, capital that one can leverage, capital that one can scale with. And where do you get that? You get that from a private money lender, hard money lender, non-conventional lending. So I want to have a conversation today with Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge based out of Atlanta. I'm excited to have this conversation because it's not very often when you get to pick the brain of a lender that actually knows what he's talking about. And let's go ahead and get that started. Robert, you with me?
I'm with you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to have this conversation. Like I said, tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and Angel Oak.
Yes. So Angel Oak Prime Bridge, we started in 2011. We're part of a sister company. Angel Oak Capital is our main parent company, which is a $10 billion asset management firm. We have two publicly traded mutual funds. And as well, we have two other sister companies, Angel Oak Home Loans and Angel Oak Mortgage Solutions, that operate in the owner-occupied and direct-to-consumer space. So we are a fixed-income mortgage specialist. I've been in the space for about 20 years. I've been doing private money lending as well for about 18 of those 20 years. And I've my mortgage background goes to running a mortgage company, as well as owning rental properties, doing fix and flip projects myself. So I'm not only a lender of it, I'm a user of it. So that's kind of what's really gotten me into focusing on delivering our services to the market, because I've been on the other side of it. So I understand needs, the pain points, and what the service levels need to be.
So from a lender's perspective, you see a lot of what's going on. And one of the questions that I know many, many folks listening right now will have is, well, I kind of understand what the role of lending is in the real estate space, but can you clarify that a little bit for me? Why does it matter to somebody in real estate what you do? And then why does it matter to somebody that's not in real estate what you do?
Yeah, so from the lending perspective, I think some of the, you know, we give borrowers the ability to kind of accelerate and grow their business. So if you think out of it, we look at it from a cash perspective. If you, say, had $250,000, you know, you can only do so many projects at a time. So using and partnering with a good lender gives you the ability to use leverage in a sensible way, right? I mean, the end goal is buy a good house, do good rehab on it, and resell it for a profit. Your profit may be, you know, maybe 6 to 7% higher if you were to use cash. But if you use leverage and you're able to do 2, 3, 4, or maybe 3 times the amount of projects you normally would, mm-hmm. now you're going to increase your revenue. So, I mean, so the cost of our funds is really irrelevant. At the end of the day, is the project going to be profitable? And for those that aren't actually in the space, you know, it's a good way to partner with a lender you know, the due diligence that we do on a project, the vetting of the contractor, you know, the assessing the value of what the future value is going to be of that property. I think that's really something that we really enjoy, is working with some new investors, you know, and giving them some of the guidance. You can only read a book so much, you eventually just have to do it. And that's really what we train our team here internally, you know, to make sure that we focus on the customer success. And it's not really just about us. You know, we want to make sure that we partner right and we give them good advice and consult them in some way.
So I'm sure you get asked the question, this question a whole lot, which is, you know, well, Robert, I get that and it makes sense. And, you know, I'm calling because I have a renovation project that I want to do somewhere. I'm going to pick on Atlanta because you and I live here. Why can't I just use my own cash? Why should I use leverage?
Yes. So the point of the leverage really, to me, again, just gives you the ability, if you want to scale your business, just like anything else, like, I mean, it's like having a Moe's or, you know, any type of franchise restaurant. You're limited in capacity in what you can do for one. Unless you're independently wealthy and just hit the lottery in some other capacity and you have unlimited funds, you know, using that leverage is going to allow you, one, if, you know, everything's going to go over budget when you do a renovation project. So if you put all your cash into a deal, do you have a backstop? Do you have some protectionary way to incur those overcosts, you know, any permit stops?
Yeah.
So if you use leverage, you know, you can keep that cash, what we call reserves, and we like to see that. So that's a safety backup. So, you know, you can pay the contractors as you're going along and we'll reimburse you. If you do a change of plans at some point as you get into a house and you pull off the drywall and you see there's some termite damage, that may not have been in your initial budget. So this gives you the ability to kind of have that protectionary backup. And then really, like I said, I think it's just that franchise model that it gives you the ability to scale your business. I mean, the market is hot right now. I mean, you know, what is the foreseeable future? Is it 3, 5, 7 years? You know, it's definitely, as the saying goes, make hay when the sun shines, right? I mean, we want to go ahead and get as many projects as you can that you can manage where, you know, putting all your cash in there, you know, can be a challenge, you know, can be riskier.
So I do want to get to some of the LTV numbers and what LTV means and your lending criteria and rates and all that stuff when we come back. And we still have a few minutes before we even have to go to break here. And so what I'm hearing is lending is important, right? Finding a good lender, building that relationship, super, super critical for any smart real estate investor. But what are some ways that people can get involved in real estate investing to begin with?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of the ways, I mean, even just for myself, I mean, I met a customer years ago that was using private money lending and flipping a property, and I kind of learned from them, and I learned from some of my customers and eventually started doing it myself. So I think, you know, first step is really just networking, right? You know, as you mentioned before, here in Georgia, you know, there's a lot of real estate investor associations. There's a lot of real estate-specific networking groups. There's a lot of educational seminars. I think that's a great way to kind of just see what it means, right? To go out and do a little bus tour and go see, you know, the in-town area of homes being renovated and try to be a student of it. I think that's the biggest lesson I've always learned. You know, once you think you know everything about it, you know, you should probably get out of that business. So just working with peers, working with those that have been through this and been doing it. And I always find that real estate investors is a very giving community. In sharing knowledge, in sharing experience, and sharing resources. So I always recommend, you know, get involved on a local level, learn the market that you're in. You know, you don't want to start out investing in a state that you don't know anything about, right? If you don't know the crossroads and the school district, I mean, those are all impacting parts of the successful deal. So that's the one way I see, you know, as far as getting involved in it directly, you know, you can be a wholesaler, right, where you can help find properties that may be off market and work with investors that are looking to buy those properties.
Mm-hmm.
You could work with real estate agents, you know, perhaps on that are listing properties that have been flipped and see what the staging steps are. You could work with other contractors or flippers themselves in a mentoring kind of program and help them, you know, be the go-to kind of the runner, you know, go run here and check on this house and go do that. So, you know, outside of just coming out day one and buying a property and flipping itself, you know, you could work with other individuals and you can get some income potentially. But, you know, the best thing out of it is you'll get knowledge, and that's priceless.
Knowledge is definitely important before getting involved in a deal. I'm so happy you hit that nail right on the head there, Robert. We got to go to break, though. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
Sure. We can go to our website, which is AOPB. That's PB as in peanut butter, AOPBconnect.com. And the company name is Angel Oak Prime Bridge. So either one of those, you can go there and you can get in touch with us directly.
Awesome. Well, when we come back at Think Realty Nation, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the important terms that you need to know as a borrower when working with lenders, especially, I don't know what I was trying to say, especially, I think that's like one kind of truncated word, especially Angel Oak Prime Bridge, and what it means to begin to develop that relationship. Also, the opportunities for lenders, real estate investors, and brokers in this space, tips for brokers as well. So stick around. It's just getting warmed up here on Think Realty Radio. Also, remember to hit play on some of your favorite shows. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, click play, ask questions, and you know what? Get yourself a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. It's pretty cool. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we are back. We're back. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about investors using their own cash versus using leverage. And Robert and I agree about this. Using leverage just gives you leverage, right? It gives you more of an opportunity to do more with less. And also you have some capital in reserve, which lenders like to see. We talked a little bit about how ways in which you can get involved in real estate investing. And Robert, I know we were about to kind of talk a bit about the path that investors can take. And you've seen folks jump into flipping and then jump into buy and hold, single family, maybe small multifamily, wholesaling. Is there a specific path that you see new investors should take?
I think the first step, like we mentioned before, is just getting involved on a local level and trying to partner with somebody just to educate yourself on the process. And you know, not to be afraid about it, right? Wholesaling seems to be a way a lot of people are kind of, you know, mentored to kind of get into the space. That's challenging. I mean, it seems to be there's a lot more. I like the idea, if you're doing your first flip, is have two exits, right? Just pick something that you think is manageable. You know, don't do a project that is, you know, expanding footprint. You know, focus on something that's more cosmetic. You know, focus on something that, if you look at the neighborhood, you know, look at it on the weekends, look at the nights, understand your target market, and then have a backup plan. And what I mean by that is, you know, we do a lot of fix to rent and we do fix and flip. And I always like looking at a project going, well, okay, if it's a smaller manageable project and contractors don't have to be, you know, we're not popping the top, we're not expanding things, would this convert into a rental? And if it would convert into a rental, what is the market rent? So, you know, my guidance is start with a project that's manageable, a smaller kind of reasonable renovation, and then look at what's the profitability as far as the ROI potentially on the flip. And then what if you were to keep the property? What's your all-in cost? And what if you were to keep it and rent it? You know, what type of revenue could you generate there? Because I think we all see, you know, a significant portion of the housing inventory right now is continuing to appreciate. And as we see that renter nation begin to build, you know, what's the difference of doing a fix to rent then flip, right? I mean, you hold it, maybe you do a smaller renovation now, generate some income, and then in 2 years from now, maybe you go back and then do the roof. Maybe you go back then and then do a little bit higher end appliances, and then you set it up and stage it for a flip, right? I mean, there's certainly a lot of appreciating markets that are kind of undervalued right now. I mean, the hot markets are known, like we know here in Atlanta and we know in Chicago. Ultra competitive, get a property. Maybe you just kind of go a step over and do that smaller manageable. And then, you know, the rental, I mean, it's kind of nice. If you look at Section 8 housing or if you look at direct to the private market, you know, it's continuing to grow. Rents have been stabilized. I think they said by 2030, there's going to be 13 million new rental properties in the U.S. and somewhere about a little around 50% of the housing stock in the U.S. rentals are 1 to 4 unit rental properties. So there's almost more rental homes than apartments. So I think that's good guidance to kind of take that path to then build the expertise, build the team, and really then start digging into, you know, that project. Everybody wants to do that big, large project. Those are hard. I'd rather do 10 small flips than one big one.
So I think you kind of answered my next question, which was, should I start out doing a small flip? Because for the reason that you mentioned, right, it's you want to be able to have multiple exit strategies for your deal. And doing a $700,000 new construction deal, you can't rent that property in the event that you have to hold it for an extra couple of months. So you're on the clock. You are you're paying back your loan, right? You have your interest-only payments. You have everything just geared together, and you're on a very strict timeline. So if you screw up, you're kind of left holding the bag on that for a little while until the market corrects for the better. But if you have a smaller single family, let's say it's $150,000 all-in rental, you can at least make those monthly payments and potentially cash flow depending on how you bought that property. So I totally understand and agree with where you're coming on that, Robert. What are some of the mistakes that you're seeing investors make, whether these investors are in Atlanta or in the other markets that you serve?
Yes, I mean, certainly in all the markets are some of the common mistakes. And I think the first we see is unrealistic expectations of what the after repaired value is going to be, meaning what are they going to sell it for? So when we go through the lending process and the underwriting and approval, we get a value of what the home is going to be worth after they do the repairs. So, you know, they may think it's going to be worth 300, it comes back, it's going to be worth 260. Their house is going to be a 3-1, and they said, well, everything's on the street selling for 400. Well, those are 4-2s, and they're bigger. So, you know, matching apples to apples, you know, that's kind of one challenge that we see. So they may have lost earnest money in that because then the deal doesn't make much sense because there's not ROI. You know, you don't want to break the market and think, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do such a great renovation. I'm going to sell my house more than anybody else on the street. Be realistic of what's going on in the market. And then the second part is the contractor, you know, assessing what really needs to be done. You know, we review scope of works and budgets for our customers as they come in. And if you see a house has, you know, it needs the roof, it needs all mechanicals, it needs, you know, flooring and the drywall's out and you have mold remediation and you don't have any kind of mechanicals, meaning HVAC, plumbing, all these different things, it just be realistic about somebody says, oh, they can get it done for cheaper. You know, cost of goods have gone up, right? If you go to Home Depot, lumber's more than it used to be a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's kind of, as inflation kind of continues and the economy kind of turns, these costs are going to go up. And then the other issue is if you're a newer investor, it's hard to find contractors. And contractors were kind of, you could find good contractors a lot more 3 years ago. Now they all have a lot more business. So their cost has gone up as well as their timeline. So, you know, I think is setting realistic value and what you can really sell and what's your profit, hiring good quality people and being realistic about assessing what really needs to be done on a property. You can't cut corners on certain markets. I mean, depending on where you're trying to sell, I mean, there's certain things, you know, you don't want to paint your house yellow if everything else is white. I mean, you want to have some conformity to the neighborhood, right? I mean, it's tough to build some of those things. So those are a few of the kind of simple tips that I see and mistakes they make. You know, we probably could talk for a lot longer, I'm sure, about it, but those are some of the kind of key ones that I think are critical for a new investor and experienced.
And even the community may or may not have regulations on what you can and can't do to the exterior of your home just because of just preservation of what the community looks like over the long term. So that's something else that you have to consider when doing a renovation project. Very, very interesting. When we come back, though, I do want to talk more about what Angel Oak Prime Bridge does offer and why you're offering these specific products and now. And I also want to get your thoughts on the market. What are maybe two or three pro tips that you have for new real estate investors getting into the game right now?
Yeah, so some of the new products that we've expanded, a couple things we've done, we've expanded our footprint to about 16 states. And what we really started seeing is that there was a big need and demand for some of the experienced operators, you know, or fix and flippers, you know, to have kind of a lower coupon, so meaning lower cost of funds, lower interest rates, some new construction products as well that we're doing. So we now have interest rates on a fix and flip loan down to 8%. And to put that into kind of the overall market, you know, going back about, you know, 2-3 years ago, nobody was offering 8%. So yep. That's one thing that we've offered. As far as the leverage that we're offering, you know, we have up to 90% of costs that we're doing on renovation loans. We also allow them to finance in some of the fees associated with the loan. So that again, kind of helps keep some more cash in their pocket and less into the deal, and they can take their recoup their investment on the back end.
And Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. We're going to talk more about what Angel Oak can do for you and some of the really important terms that you need to know when working with a lender. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we are back. We had to go to break a little suddenly last time, but you know what? I want to take a minute to grab that website from you, Robert. What is it, one more time, where our listeners can get in touch with you and start the process of borrowing capital?
Yes, the website is aopbconnect.com or 888-209-1333.
Awesome. Help me understand some of these terms that I need to know as a borrower that will help me down the path of understanding if a deal is good for Angel Oak.
Yes. We love acronyms in the mortgage business, so we come up with lots of them. Probably the key one for borrowers looking at deals is we're going to look at what's called the ARV, and that's going to stand for the after repaired value. You may hear some people say the subject to value, and they're basically interchangeable. And what that determines is we're going to go ahead and look at the purchase price. We're going to get a copy of the scope of work and budget, meaning how much you're going to put into this house. We're going to provide this to a licensed appraiser that's going to be an expert in the market and specifically knows fix and flip business. They're then going to go out and say, okay, when this project is done, the ARV is going to be X. So they're going to basically set somewhat of a guidance of what they think you can really sell this property for, and what they're using is comps. So comps are going to be comparable properties in the area. So they're going to look for similar homes, meaning bedroom, bath count, square footage, colonial versus a colonial. They're not going to compare a split level. Some of the other things that you may hear is we use the term LIP, which is a loan in process, and that's basically your renovation budget that we hold in escrow for us to disperse. Mm-hmm. LTV is another one, right? LTV is loan to value, and what that means is how much will we lend of the what percentage of the value. So the kind of two pieces that come together is ARV and LTV, and lenders like myself in the space, you know, we set our loan guidelines that we will lend 90% of the cost up to say 80% of the ARV. So if you had a $300,000 ARV, we're going to lend 80% of that. And every loan program is a little different. So those are key things to look at, you know, when people are kind of looking at a deal saying, okay, well, I'm going to buy it for 200, put 50 in it, and it's worth 320. You know, you want to do a backwards math. You know, what is 80% of that or 75% of that? Figure out what your cash to close. Obviously, you know, we have our team here that's always ready and standing by to kind of give you quick quotes and run scenarios. And then the other one we like is ROI, return on investment. You know, we are going to assess, is there profit in this deal? You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense to borrow money, go through all this effort, and you maybe make a 4% return. I mean, that may work, but, you know, it's pretty marginal and doesn't leave much room for error.
Right? That's right.
You could have a low comp sell on the street, which then could impact you negatively. So those are probably a couple of the key ones that come to my mind.
That's awesome. Are you finding that the percentage return, well, the net margin, the net profit on a flip, for example, is that increasing or is that decreasing right now just because of where we are in the market?
Yes, we're every market's a little bit different. We're definitely seeing those margins getting tighter. Avi, we're seeing the return coming down a little bit, and the key factor for that really has been that acquisition price, as far mm-hmm. as what they're buying the property for, is pushing up in most of the major metro markets. And then, as well as I kind of referenced before, you know, the cost to renovate has gone up a little bit too. So, you know, the values are going up, but, you know, at the same time, so is the cost associated with it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's kind of pushing, and I think that's what we're seeing. You know, a lot of people trying to go to new markets, finding out what's the next trend. You know, I mean, as you and I know here in Atlanta, the Beltline's a big driving factor for housing values, right? So, I mean, knowing what the local government projects are and knowing what, you know, Mercedes-Benz built a new corporate headquarters here. So if you're in Philadelphia, you know, finding out what's growing in there, where's the next opportunity, I think that's what we're seeing a lot of the savvy investors try to get ahead of and mm-hmm. see where the trending markets are.
And we also have the Mercedes-Benz football stadium, which is gigantic.
We do. They did a phenomenal job.
Unbelievable. Love it. So I agree. Paying attention to some of these indicators and then investing accordingly and acting on those decisions, a smart thing to do. Next question for you. Here's I've been noticing Angel Oak really expand markets. And you mentioned previously you've expanded to different states. Which states and why those states?
Yes. So, I mean, part of the, you know, I mean, we've been in business since 2011, and we really were focused in the Southeast, and a lot of what we always do here is kind of a crawl, walk, run. So we've really built a great team here, a phenomenal platform, and a good kind of a operation team to make sure that our focus is just giving good service. At the end of the day, how do we differentiate ourselves? We want to be a good partner. We want to make sure we're there for the customers to be clear and concise. So this year we had a couple of milestones. We did a securitization, which basically is a capital structure for our loans that we held. That was the first in the market to ever be done. So that was done earlier, second quarter, about $100 million worth of loans. So we were excited. That kind of gave us then, you know, we looked at markets that we liked that made sense. So we kind of went up the coast and we started with New Jersey. You know, New Jersey and Philadelphia right now, you know, Pennsylvania itself, are some of the top markets when you see reports from Adam Data Solutions and other, I think, even, you know, reports that you come out with Think Realty.
Yep.
So we like those markets because it's a big opportunity, good metropolitan areas. And then add in, you know, the housing stock is, the average house is about 36 years old right now. So that Northeast market represents a big push. And then we kind of went down and we love Virginia, Maryland, you know, very large populated areas. You know, so there's a significant amount of kind of, you know, communities in those areas that we're participating in, kind of helping provide opportunity and turning a lot of this housing stock around. The Carolinas, obviously North Carolina represents significant market, and that Research Triangle Park area up in the northern part of North Carolina, Charlotte's a very booming area. South Carolina, we like Mississippi and Louisiana too, obviously with, you know, a lot of what's occurred in Louisiana over the years, you know, there's a lot of housing inventory that was damaged, you know, going back to the floods and kind of natural disasters. Florida's always been a big market. I mean, Florida's like four states in itself, right? I mean, the northern part, the central part, you know, the southern part. And then Texas itself. I mean, Texas has been a huge market, and we've really seen a lot of opportunities there on both the fix and flip and the rental, and then kind of going into the middle of the states, middle of the country, you know, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Colorado, and we have several other pending. You know, we're pending in Washington, we're pending in Michigan, we're pending in Kansas, we're pending in California, Connecticut. So, you know, we expect by the end of the year that we should probably have most of the major metropolitan areas covered. But we do a lot of due diligence on the demographics, the growth, the population, the underlying economy, what the traditional ROI return was, and the housing stock there. So that's kind of our due diligence that we kind of first make going into a market.
What I'm impressed with the most is the kind of advisory role as well that you take with borrowers, right? That's really important. And knowing this data, you're able to now to bring this intelligence to investors that borrow from you in these markets and say, hey, here are the patterns we're seeing. This is what we're thinking. What are you thinking? Let's get home inspections. Let's put our brains together and really create a win-win. And I think that's where developing a relationship with a lender like Angel Oak can really be beneficial for a new investor, a pro investor, and anybody really looking at taking his or her real estate investing business, especially on the flip side, on the rental loan side, lines of credit side, to the next level. Robert, I have so many more questions for you, but we've got to go to break, and that kind of concludes our interview before we hit the power play with my buddy Greg Grant. So thank you so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Avi. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Think Realty Nation, check out Angel of Prime Bridge at AOPBconnect.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Ask me a question. It's why I'm here. I'm here to answer your questions, make your life super easy. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Today, out of 80 million boomers in the USA, 42 million are now involved in the day-to-day care of an elder parent. Where do you turn to help your aging parent? AnswersForElders.com. Like you, we understand that caring for an aging parent can be emotional, confusing, and financially challenging. AnswersForElders.com is an online resource designed to empower you with the knowledge, services, and expertise to help you navigate the care of your elder parents. Visit AnswersForElders.com today.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five Star Conference, focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five Star Conference, held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095.
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Land. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. Welcome to the Power Play with my good buddy Greg Rand. Greg, let's get this kicked off, man. There's so many folks that I hear all the time in media that I read about on blogs, and they're part of your, I suppose, let your hair on fire crowd. They're always saying dumb things. Smart people saying dumb things, I think, is really fun for me to talk about, because there are like a lot of them out there, and then I don't understand what they're saying. And it's just like, are you kidding me? What's something that you've heard in media recently that you're like, wait a minute, this deserves some airtime?
Like, yeah, I'm drowning in it. I could do this segment every hour on the hour. And you know what's fun is that the title that we came up with, "Smart People Saying Dumb Things," it's so like we're pretending to give them a compliment first by calling them smart people and then nailing them with the dumb things. So I mean that. I know a lot of the people that are writing this stuff, and I can't quite figure out. Let me give you today's example. Today, meaning today, we're airing this show, and there's new ones all the time. This one comes from my friends at DS News, and they are my friends. But they fell into a headline here, and the headline is "The Big Shortage," and it talks about how the next housing crisis is happening as a result of, you know, the new Satan in real estate, affordability, right?
Right.
Affordability is low. Everything is great in the housing market, but affordability is low, and so they seized upon this. And let me give you an analogy. Have you ever heard them say, you know, and in stock market news, the Dow Jones is up 220 points today, which means affordability just went down, and that sucks. And let's talk about the next recession as a result of affordability, because the stock market went up.
Right.
That's what this – nobody ever says that, right? But that's what this is. The stock market became less affordable the day the prices went up.
Right.
Right? But usually when they talk about the stock market, they're more focused on the businesses whose stock prices went up, all the people whose 401ks and pensions and portfolios just went up. And so it's one of these things where if you're in it, you are winning it, all right? But in real estate, we say if you're not in it yet, that we're going to focus on how hard it is to get in, and we're going to focus on affordability. So for the same reason that if the stock market is doing well, it's because the prices are going up. When the real estate market prices are going up, the market is doing well. You know, I just imagine for a second that they get their way and tomorrow affordability shoots up. You know what causes affordability to get better? Take a wild guess what makes affordability get better. What's going to ease this pain? What's going to heal this wound in the housing market? Affordability is going to get better. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means prices came down.
That's right.
Prices came down. Now, are they going to run a headline saying, oh, our dreams have come true, affordability is getting better? No, they're going to say home prices plummet. That's what they're going to say.
And then that's another crisis altogether, right? Then it's right. Let's swing the other way. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean the sub headline on the website right here is the next housing crisis. Okay, the next housing crisis. Let's unpack that one for a second. Okay. There's only been one housing crisis since the Great Depression. There was the Great Depression, which had a crisis on everything. And then there was the Great Recession, which also had a housing crisis. I hear people all the time, and don't let anybody get away with it on your show, Avi. People all the time say, well, the market's cyclical, and that means that what goes up must come down. Incorrect, okay?
Yeah.
The market is cyclical, and home prices have only come down one time. Now, I say that. And I know there are people in their cars right now listening to this saying, that can't be true. I mean, how can this one guy say something that everybody is wrong about, or everybody else is saying the opposite? And just trust me, they're all incorrect, and I am correct. I am looking at a 40-year chart. I'm sorry, not 40. I got a 40, and I've got an 80-plus year chart. I've got a chart that shows home prices in America going back to 1940, okay?
Hmm.
Democrats, Republicans, wartime, peacetime, high rates, low rates, recessions, booms, busts, everything under the sun, all of it. What you see, you see a gradual incline with barely little blips, a little tiny, you zoom in real close, you see little vibrations. That's all they are, little vibrations, okay? But Greg, we had the big malaise in the late 1970s and interest rates were at 80%. And everybody I know in real estate tells me that, well, the market was horrible. Well, it was horrible if you were selling real estate for a living, because nobody was buying real estate because rates were 20%. Home prices went flat for a year or two. That's it. That's all they did. But Craig, late 1980s, we had the big, you know, Black Friday or whatever the hell it was, and the real estate market crashed too. Yeah, that's your realtor friend telling you that. The real estate market froze up in the early 1990s and cooled off, and the real estate values didn't really go anywhere. So if you were in the market, again, going back to a Wall Street definition of what's good, the values held. They just held. What happened 10 years ago is prices went too high because banks got loose on lending. People had blank checks in their pocket for larger amounts of money than they should have had. So they bid properties up. Those properties were overvalued. They crested, came back down again, corrected, and leveled back off again. So there are people who are saying things are good right now. And so they are, obviously they're going to get bad again, because that's what happens in the housing market. What goes up must come down, except that it's not going to come down until it goes up artificially too high, which isn't happening right now.
Right.
And that's what they're looking. They're looking at affordability being low, meaning prices are too high, which equals bad news. And they're incorrect, because they think what goes up must come down, but it's not going to.
I feel like very recently, 2008, right? 2008, bad predatory lending, terrible stuff. But that made sense, right? It made sense that prices were artificially increased at that time. Are we seeing bad lending practices right now? No,
we're not.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you how that looked on the ground, okay? Because at that time, I was running a real estate company that had about 1,000 brokers in the field in the New York area, and suburban New York, so it was houses, right? And the way it looked is that John and Mary were out buying a house. They were going to buy a $325,000 house, and they got pre-approved by the lender, and the lender said, you can afford $475,000.
Right.
And they said, oh, and so here's your pre-approval. That's the blank check I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You could buy a house for $475,000. Oh, okay, so guess what happened next? The realtor went out and showed him some houses at $325,000, and then a couple at $375,000, and one at $410,000. And guess which one was the nicest one? Right? The one at $410,000. So they got into a bidding war. They bid $400,000. They got outbid $410,000, $420,000, $435,000. They're sitting there sweating, and they're looking at this blank check saying, I can afford $475,000. The bank couldn't possibly be wrong, right? They wouldn't qualify for me for $475,000 if I couldn't afford it. That example happens millions of times across the country at the same time. Okay. People were literally clamoring to get properties, losing bidding wars, coming out swinging on the next one, and spending the funny money they had in their pockets. Right? That's what drove the prices up. The existence of that lending standard being so loose. I'm going to give you another example. I had a mortgage company at that time also. So I'm running this real estate company that sells 500 houses a month. We have our own mortgage company, so we're doing 100 mortgages a month. And I was on conference calls with our lender partners who would say, hey, remember last week we told you that if you have a 680 credit score and you put down 20%, we won't even ask you what your salary is, or you can say whatever you want. They called it stated income. You can write down what your income is and we won't check.
Right.
Okay. Sounds crazy, but you guys are the lenders. You must know. I remember thinking to myself, man, their computers are getting so smart, because they know
yeah,
that
right.
This, I did, I didn't know. This was 2003. Okay.
Right.
So these lenders are freaking geniuses. They right. know that a 680 credit score and 20% down means you'll eat dog food out of the can before you're going to skip your mortgage payment, right? 2 weeks later, hey, guess what? We're going to do this now at a 660 credit score, and you only have to put 10% down, and then you can fill out whatever you want. So if you're a sanitation worker and you need to make $180,000 a year in salary to qualify, just write $180,000 in that field
right.
and then sign the form. That right. happened, right?
Yep.
So people were literally being encouraged to fake their income because they were drooling over the house they wanted, and that just popped the property values up, which then caused them to come down. And so everybody has this recent memory of home prices plummeting, home prices free falling, housing collapse, housing crisis, right? And if you look at what happens now, and you can go to any property, any portfolio on ownamerica.com and find the price appreciation history chart, you can see the blue line. It shows you the United States over the last 20 years, and you can see it go from calm to up to down to back calm again, and it just absorbed the whole correction.
So this is what I constantly tell people. 2008, 9, 10, bad years. Got it. For the reasons we were just talking about. But even if you purchase during those years, you're probably one of the luckiest people in the world. Probably
That's right.
the smartest person in the world, because guess where the market is right now? It came roaring back. So, moral of the story, buy real estate, make smart decisions, and you'll win. That's the Power Play for today, and that ends Think Realty Radio for today as well. Come check us out at thinkrealtyradio.com. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights.
Everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio,